This is VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. To legalize or not to legalize marijuana? That's been the question on many Vermonters' minds of late. To help them answer it, some folks here have been looking west to Colorado, where recreational pot has now been legal for a year. A delegation of Vermont public officials, advocates, opponents, and law enforcement just returned from a marijuana fact-finding trip to Colorado. For a debrief, I'm here in the office of Chittenden County State's Attorney T.J. Donovan. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for being here.
Tell us what the delegation saw in Colorado and what you learned that might inform lawmakers' decisions here in Vermont.
It really was a fascinating trip. We packed a lot into 2.5 days, from meeting with law enforcement officials to grow operations, a retail store, an edible facility.
Like where you eat it instead of smoke it?
Exactly. And I think the biggest lesson that I'm taking away from Colorado, really, as somebody pointed out in Colorado, I think the first question we have to ask ourselves in Vermont is, why do we want to do this? Why do we want to legalize or not legalize marijuana? Secondly, Vermont has a very different process than passing laws than Colorado, which I think is a good thing. They passed that law without having a regulatory system in place. So they really put the cart before the horse, in my opinion. And I think that was the biggest problem that I have with their process.
I want to hear a little bit about life on the ground from everyday Colorado residents. Did you hear from people about what life is like under legalization?
Frankly, some of the best conversations were sitting in restaurants, talking to regular people, as you just said. And what we heard pretty consistently was this. You know, I don't care if people, adults, smoke. But how it's been implemented, how we regulate it, has been a problem. There was kind of this left-right libertarian streak that I detected out there, which I think it's pretty consistent with Vermont, frankly. So it really wasn't the question of should adults be allowed to smoke marijuana. The question was, how do you regulate it in a way that's responsible? You know, the other thing that I heard out there from parents was, at least they're talking to their kids more about this issue, and in their words, having a more honest conversation as opposed to saying, don't do it against the law, but really having a conversation about what is marijuana, is it harmful, and what it does to you. And I think that's a productive conversation.
But then how do you ride that line between saying, you know, the revenue is the wrong reason, but maybe in Vermont we do have attitudes similar to those in Colorado that, hey, adults should do what they want. Shouldn't that be enough to legalize marijuana, some advocates would say?
They may say that, but I think the more difficult question is this. How do you do it in a responsible way? Again, it gets back to the details about the regulatory system. Where is it housed in Vermont? What's the tax structure? Are we going to earmark the money to prevention, to youth programs? What do we do on unlicensed dealers? How do we do it in terms of people exporting marijuana out of Vermont, where in our neighboring states it may remain illegal? All these questions have to be asked, and frankly, they're more important than do you think it should be legalized, in my opinion. I mean, the details really matter on this, and that's something that I'm certainly taking away from this trip.
I'm wondering if you could take us to a certain moment or a certain image or situation you found yourself in Colorado that gave you great hope or great concern about the legalization of marijuana here in Vermont. Any moment that sort of sticks with you about the whole trip?
You know, I was in the marijuana retail store, and at first, you know, my sense was this is like any other health store, and I wasn't offended. But then when I was looking at the packaging and knowing that they just passed the law about the distinction between a medicinal product with a higher THC content versus a recreation, where I couldn't tell the difference, I thought that was troubling. I am a father. I have kids. The edibles, I don't think should be marketed. You know, you got companies that were, saying that they would not advertise to children, but the edibles are coming in the form of chocolate bars and gummy bears. We have to be aware of this.
When you were on the plane home from Colorado last night, were you feeling more or less concerned about legalizing pot in Vermont than you were before you left?
I'll tell you, Monday when I was out there, I felt strongly one way. But by the end of Tuesday, my position had almost reversed.
What were those positions to start with?
You know, I was impressed by some of the meetings. We went to a grow operation on Monday, And the individual who was running this facility was an entrepreneur. He was very honest, very transparent. And I was impressed by the operation. On Tuesday, we met with the edible company. Yeah, I went to the edible facility, and I was not impressed. In fact, I was taken aback. And it raised a lot of concerns for me. Tuesday, we also spoke with the regulators, which raised a lot of serious questions for me. And, you know, the chief regulator asked the question. She said, you have to answer this question first. Why do you want to do this? And I'm not sure we've answered that question in Vermont yet. So I'm not against it, but I can't say that I'm ready to legalize it today. Because I think the details matter.
We've been talking with Chittenden County State's Attorney T.J. Donovan. He just returned last night from a fact-finding trip to Colorado to learn more about that state's recent decision to legalize marijuana. Mr. Donovan, thank you.
Thanks for having me.